Now we're going to look at this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time and prepare ourselves. The theme, really in a way, there's two themes. The theme of generosity, which you find in the first reading when Moses is saying, you know, let them prophesy if they can, you know, we'll see that. Then the second one is James talking about the lack of generosity on the part of the rich, different kind of generosity. And then the gospel, you see, is all about first that Jesus, his disciples tell him, we saw somebody driving out demons and he's not part of our group. Jesus said, leave him alone. If he's able to drive out demons, he's not far from us. You know, the Father's given him some power. And so don't be, if he's not part of our club, it's okay, you know. And we all do that. We kind of tend to make little holiness clubs, and everybody has to belong to our club. That's not the same as the church. See, the church is Catholic, which means it's wide open. It's universal. And so we have how many different forms of liturgy, and how many different languages, and so forth. Okay. So the first reading is from the book of Numbers, okay? And the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to some of them. And taking some of the Spirit that was on Moses, he bestowed it on the 70 elders. As the Spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied, but then did not continue. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, had remained in the camp, yet the Spirit came to rest on them also. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. The Spirit fell on them, and they began to praise God and to prophesy. So when a young man ran and reported to Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, my Lord Moses, stop them. But Moses answered, are you jealous for my sake? If only all the people of the Lord were prophets. If only the Lord would bestow his Spirit on them. Generosity. I wish all God's people could prophesy. All God's people would have knowledge of who God is and what his plan is and be able to share it, which, if you may remember, is what Jeremiah prophesied will happen when the Spirit is given in the new law. Days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made when I took them out of Egypt and I had to be their master. This is the covenant. I will write my law in their hearts. And then they will know me. And one man not need tell another, know the Lord. They'll all know me from the least to the greatest. The Spirit will be the possession of all God's people. That's the letter to the Hebrews makes a great deal of saying that prophecy, which is Jeremiah 31, 31 to 34, has been fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ and in his church. That means everybody has gifts. Everybody. What gifts? Go find out. Paul says, writing to the Corinthians, and there is a gift given to everyone for benefit. Every person receives a gift from the Holy Spirit. There's nobody without a gift. And they're all to build up the body. They're for the common good, okay? And so now Moses is saying, you see, understanding this, saying, I wish all of God's people would have the gift to prophesy, to know the Lord, to know his plan, to encourage one another. St. Thomas says that all the intellectual gifts are variations of prophecy, is what he basically says. It's enlightenment by God, and then the ability to share that. Sometimes prophecy is a telling God's plan for the future. But it's always telling God's plan. It could be the present, huh? And to help people. And that's the word of God, the word of the Lord. See, to each one is given a manifestation of the Spirit for a benefit. To each one, ekasto, everyone gets a gift. So the role is to find out, what is that gift? How can I serve the body? How can I serve the church? And so you can go through the New Testament looking for the whole list of gifts. See which one you think you've got. It runs all the way from prophecy and healing to administration to, what's your gift? See? And so this is this beautiful thing in which Moses is saying, you see, I would wish that all God's people would be able to prophesy. Now let's take a few moments to reflect on that. See, prophecy, as I think I already said, doesn't mean telling the future necessarily. It means speaking on behalf of God. And part of that can be acting. The church lives by prophecy. It's the word of God animating. And in the long run, those are the ones who are remembered, the saints. Because the word of God was so alive in them that through their bodies and their voices and their minds, the word was transmitted. So we have great teachers, prophetic figures like John Paul II. But then we have people who act out the word of God and pronounce it, like Mother Teresa. Her care of the poor was a share in Jesus' care for the poor. And so she, in her very actions, was proclaiming the Lord's care for the poor. And we should listen to that. And listen to see, is that part of our gift? Certainly a basic generosity, you know, is important. By a basic generosity, I mean what you might call mercy rather than fellow feeling. Or, if you will, you see, you can have care for somebody. And, you know, write out a check for something to whatever, United Way. But mercy looks to the person. It's to that person. And of course, that was the genius and still is of Mother Teresa and her sisters. Go to the person. Don't have a huge program where they're all going to be taken care of. Why? Because there's a trap in that, my friends. There's a trap in that. Why are you doing that? Why are you helping the poor? Because their situation bothers them, or their situation bothers you? So much of what passes for social action is really socialism. And this is so mixed up. The state must take care of everybody, and then I'll feel better. Is that the goal of everything? That you feel better? Or is the goal that they feel better? Well, that always requires person to person. Money will help somebody. Food will help somebody. But dignity is the thing in which most people are poor. They can have millions of dollars, but they have no dignity. Why? Nobody has had real care for them. The more money you got, the more people want to, quote, help you. But what they really want is for you to pay them. How do you get over that, you see? And that's what's being said here about this prophetic gift. Do we need that in our day and age? Oh, my Lord, look. Look at the inequities in our system. And where is the prayer and the fasting to receive from God the light in order to find the wisdom to overcome this, son? It's wrong. They tell a famous story of St. Vincent de Paul. He had just given the religious habit to a young sister, Sister Miriam, I think her name was. And he said to her, "Sister Miriam, you have a lovely smile. Keep on smiling as you serve. And one day, the poor will forgive you for the bread you give them." Now, what would he mean, this saint and mystic? Huh? He means, how come I'm giving bread to them and they're not giving bread to me? Pure mercy of God? Am I better than they are? Am I smarter? Am I richer? Am I? No. And so you see, service. And that's what you see in this dimension of prophecy I happen to be talking about, which is care. I'm talking about it because a lot of what goes on for social action here in the United States is really going on now because it bothers me, not because it bothers them. You see, there's love, compassion, care, and not just, here's your check, or here's your job, or here's a new house, a better house. Because with that mentality, what happens? Deep inside me, not only is there anger, but pride. I will straighten this out. I will take from the rich, and I will give to the poor. What about, you know, getting the rich to assume their dignity of serving the poor? As St. Vincent de Paul told that nun, right? So the poor will forgive you for the bread you give them. How come I'm giving them bread and they're not giving me bread? That's God's disposition. I mean, it's not. And so my brains, necessarily, how do I change that? That's this prophetic word, as it's extended now to account for this. See, they're all prophesying. They're the ones who were, and two left in the camp. And Joshua, who's, he's, Moses is his hero. I mean, everything Moses does is great. So he says, "Moses, you know, they never came out, and still they're prophesying." And Moses says what? "Joshua, I would that God would give his spirit of prophecy to everybody, wherever they are." That's generosity. He's not saying, "I am a prophet." People who say that usually aren't, even if they think they are. And so we have this huge generosity, which is the sign of authenticity. It's the sign of laying down your life for others. Huh? The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And that service is to give his life as a ransom for many. And that's the way we imitate, pouring out our lives for others. And when that is done, Christ is revealed. Huh? Christ is revealed. People see the compassion of the Father. Our Lord tells us in Matthew 5:16, I think it is, "Let your light shine before men. Let people see your good works so that they think you're great." No. "So that they will honor your Father in heaven." They'll see that it's the Father's compassion and love given to you, entrusted to you, that is moving you, and they will love the Father. That's what Moses' generosity is basically all about.